has the history of the Gates Foundation and vaccines in India and in nations across Africa actually been scrubbed from the internet?
And so we literally had to go to the people in India who were there, part of the parliament, to say, none of this stuff exists online anymore. And they say, yeah, we know. It's gone. All the girls that were harmed and all the court cases that we had televised and all of that, there's nowhere to be found.
My exclusive interview with the director and maker of Plandemic 2 about what he has found and what he says 10 years ago existed that today simply you can't find online. Hey guys, welcome to the show. So glad you're with us. And today, this part of our exclusive interview, this is part two, by the way, of our interview with Mickey Willis. He is the writer, creator, director of Plandemic 2, Indoctrination. And we wanted to talk specifically about a section of the movie that was so critically important. And it is the section that focuses on Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation and their work with vaccines in India and on the continent of Africa. Before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, ISE.media, our new free speech platform that we have created to push back against tech censorship and the deplatforming of so many content creators and information gatherers and truth tellers across the internet. I don't have to explain to you what's happening. You see it happening every single day. And the great news here is that you can be part of the Equity Crowd Fund to help launch this site. Become an actual investor in the company and own a piece of a free speech network that is not just for the people, but brought by the people. Take a look at this.
The Indian Parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think Indian Parliament has ever come out with such a scathing report. And the government officials came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back.
And joining us to discuss is none other than the writer and director himself, Mickey Willis. Mickey, thanks for being here. I think of everything that was covered in Plandemic 2. And then we hit this moment where you begin to explain about Bill Gates' history in India, his history in Africa. Again, to remind the audience, a man with absolutely no medical training whatsoever. And yet he is imposing secret tests and vaccinations without consent and even without disclosure to children in the continent of Africa and then in the country of India. Can you share a little bit about this? Because you mentioned that, this is stuff that's been wiped from the internet. How long have you studied it? And what are the facts surrounding this that essentially have been erased from history?
Well, I began researching Bill Gates, the vaccine situation, before the birth of my first child. He's now 9, so about 10 years ago. And ended up going really deep in that rabbit hole. And there was so much information that was available then that somehow has disappeared today. And that I found very shocking because I assumed that once we jumped into Plandemic 1 and Plandemic 2 that I'd be able to find everything that I found 9, 10 years ago regarding India, regarding Africa, regarding Kenya. And I had dozens of researchers on it, and they would come back and just say, I find people talking about it, you know, but I don't find any of the actual data, the documents or anything else like that. And no video. There's no video of the harm. And I said, oh, there's video all over the place. I've seen it. No, it's not there anymore. And so we started to make calls and line up interviews for people that were there, direct witnesses. And so we spoke with a man who actually initiated the investigation in India through the parliament. And they discovered, after a very thorough, and his words, scathing report that came from this investigation, that not only had the Gates Foundation and the organizations that he was partnered with, not only did they lie and say that they weren't doing trials, but they also told the thousands of young, mostly women, that were involved in these trials that they were just getting wellness shots, They called it a well-being shot. So a shot that would just, it's vitamins. It's going to make you healthier and be able to withstand your harsh environment here. And they had wranglers go into these villages of the poorest people within India, and they wrangled kids out, and they told the parents who were illiterate, not even able to sign their own names, you know, they gave a thumbprint at the very most, or with zero consent at all, you know, that we're just taking your kids for this, you know, for this wellness shot, it's all good, and they're going to be fine, we'll bring them right back, with no consent. So they said, okay, and some of the girls didn't make it back. And a lot of them made it back, but not on their own two legs, because they ended up paralyzed because of the situation. And the numbers
and when you
are...
When you say paralyzed, they were actually being given HPV shots. Is that what they were being given?
Correct. And so there
Go ahead. And so that resulted in paralysis?
In mass sterilization. The paralysis happened mostly in Africa. But there were a lot of ailments that took place that enabled their bodies to function in normal ways. And I mean thousands. I mean upwards of 500,000. And so this became a massive issue in this, the one particular trial where seven girls had died, the one that they had the parliament investigation around. They found, you know, that people had been bribed, that nothing was done. And again, in the man's words that I interviewed, Dr. Collin, he said that they were surprised to see American companies acting in ways as barbaric as India can be. He said they were just barbaric in the way they moved into the country and the way they lied and the politicians that had been bribed. And once this report came out, they vowed to never allow them back and to never allow this again. And there were no kind of awards to any of the kids that were damaged, any of the women that were damaged. And suddenly all that has changed. And he wanted to speak with me on camera because he said, they're back again. The one thing that they said they wouldn't do, they're doing now. They're back.
So just to be clear, so the 500,000 was in just India alone? Were those 500,000 girls in India alone?
That was India alone.
And you said that they were essentially being sterilized. That's actually the end result of what happened with those shots. They were being sterilized.
Yeah, in a lot of these cases, what the outcome is sterilization, because you know there are a lot of, this is where we get into theories, but I would say at this point it's provable theories that there really is an agenda to curb the population of these third world countries, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And some of the reasons are benevolent. Some of the reasons are because if the populations get too large, they can't sustain themselves. They don't have enough resources. And then the other side of it is not so benevolent. It's really about controlling populations and taking control of their resources, which we've been doing. This nation has been doing. For decades, forever. Yeah. And if you look at the Kissinger report, which is also featured in Plandemic 2, you see right in the text that they literally had an agenda in Africa to decrease the population because of its minerals and because of its resources. It says right in the Kissinger report.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely shocking as well. One more question on India, though. You mentioned that they were not allowed to come back. That they being the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, was it Gavi that was not allowed to come back? And so which group were you talking about specifically, or is it both?
It's both. From what I understand, all of the above. All the groups that were tied to these trials, this one particular trial where seven girls died, and they denied that it had anything to do with the vaccines, just suddenly randomly these healthy girls perished. That particular trial, the one that they did the parliament report on, they had all said that they are not allowed back. And the Indian government made apologies and said, we're sorry for allowing this and it won't happen again. And it's happening right now.
And when you say they are back, is this the first time because of COVID-19, because of coronavirus, is this the first time Gates Foundation has been allowed to even be involved in anything medically in India? Is it as a result of COVID-19?
I don't know if there's anything in between that parliament inquiry and COVID-19. If they'd been back before then, I don't know that answer. But it's absolutely because of COVID-19 that they have India whipped up in such hysteria that suddenly the people who said they would never do it again are now in line and literally being used as guinea pigs for the first trials.
Okay, and let's talk about Africa. So in watching the movie, it was difficult for me to tell exactly what had happened. Obviously, you had so much to cover, and so I want to get into a little bit of detail on this, because we see images of children who are paralyzed. We see images of children who can barely walk. What are those images that we're seeing, and how is that related to the Gates Foundation?
Well, that was related to the oral polio vaccine that was administered more than once in different territories of Africa. And there are still up, those were fairly easy to find, a lot of reports that and studies that have proven that the vaccine itself caused more polio than it resisted. And so what you have are these young children in this case. In India, it was mostly preteen or teenage girls. In this case, it was babies, small children in Africa that were giving these, and teenagers and adults as well. But the children really were hit the hardest, and they were given these oral polio vaccines, to which we have on, you know, Bill Gates on camera administering these himself, despite the fact he's not a doctor, literally dumping the vaccine into the mouths of children. And all they know is that the children, they didn't walk after that. And so the amount of children who, if they are able to walk, they take tiny little steps because it affected their body in a way that is permanent. And it's absolutely traceable to the oral vaccine that they were administered. And yet all of this has been denied, and the parents have been fighting forever. And I must say that out of every community that I have interviewed for this movie, the community that is the most fierce, the most outspoken, the most awake is the African community. They're not playing. They've been there. They've seen it. They protest every single day, and they are warning each other like crazy because they understand that they have been used through generations as test subjects.
Yeah, I think that, you know, to see what you all revealed with that was so stunning, because, again, I think most Americans, very few, have any reference and point of reference for any of this at all. And unfortunately, it comes with kind of the territory of having such poor information about vaccines in general, how they're administered, where they've been administered, and the fact that you're not allowed to have a discussion about injuries associated with it. You obviously talked a bit about the 1986 vaccine injury shield that was created by Congress and was signed by President Reagan in the movie. But even to the extent that people just do not have a point of reference for this, I think is so important. And when you hear the comments that Bill and Melinda Gates make about wanting the first COVID-19 vaccine recipients to be Black and
Indigenous.
Indigenous people, that was the term that she used.
Just look at healthcare workers around the world. They deserve to get the vaccine first. You know, here in the United States, really, it's going to be Black people who really should get it first, and many Indigenous people.
That alone, I thought, was a bizarre term to use. The terminology was strange. But the fact that they would say that, that has to send chills down the spines of people in countries like Kenya, where they have experienced this before. As the movie is now out, what do you hope will come from it? I did appreciate that you really attempted at the end of the movie to not end on a sad note, or to end leaving people feeling like they're wringing their hands and saying, we don't know what to do. And you tried to end on the power of the human spirit and the fact that in human history, this has happened before, where people have to stand up and come together. What do you hope will come from people seeing this movie?
I'll start by saying that if you understand how Western medicine got to where it is now, if you understand, which we also break down in the film, that there was a concerted effort by John D. Rockefeller to flip the script on medicine from all of the natural healing remedies that we'd used for thousands of years, as soon as it was discovered that this oil mogul could produce medicine from petroleum, he flipped the entire script and suddenly called the old medicines, the ancient medicines, alternative, and these new synthetic medicines the gold standard. And therein is the really the crux, the foundation of when our medical systems went awry. And and to get us as citizens to believe in these new medicines, they had to get us to disconnect from our nature. And there is, you know, something to be said about the incredible power and intelligence that is this planet, this universe, and this thing that sustains our life that we call nature. And, you know, it grows all the food that we need, it provides all the medicine that we need, but we've been told to look away from that and to rely on things that are made in labs and factories. And so what I hope that people do is they understand, I think we've been disempowered to think that we need. I think the game really by the greedy few that are running the system is to leave us dependent. It's all about dependency. And so we've been told by every billboard, by every, you know, television commercial, movie, the messages are everywhere, and we've been inundated since we were old enough to pay attention, that we're not quite right, and that there's something that we need, other people and devices and things that we need to purchase to make us right. And I think that at the very core of what I'm hoping people get is if they look inward, because the other narrative within our stories that we tell over and over is that narrative of the, you know, the hero's journey where, you know, we find out through Star Wars or whatever that the force is within. Similarly, I want them to get that, like that we're so much more resilient and brilliant and powerful beyond what we've been allowed to remember, that I hope this film wakes people up to know that not only can we overcome what's happening right now, we will overcome it, but we can create a new system, new worlds, not the New World Order. I want to be careful with my language, but a you know, new environments that actually work for all people. We have the ability to do that if we just stop following the corrupt leaders.
I don't think it could be said better. Mickey Willis, thank you so much for your time. Thank you again for sharing your passion, your artwork, and your drive, not only with us, but with really all of America and the world. Thank you for what you're doing.
Ben, thank you so much for being one of the last surviving true journalists out there, not afraid to tell the truth and to stand in the fire. Thank you so much for your courage there, too.
Thank you, Mickey.